How do you measure a podcast audience? The existing metrics don't make sense. Soon, we'll be sharing some thoughts and insights on why podcasting is different. And it won't just be me talking. It'll involve both actuarial and behavioral science. Before we go down another new road, and just before CliffCentral.com's fifth birthday, I thought it might be interesting to talk about podcasting by numbers. So the latest Edison Research is a report on the podcast consumer, which you can find in its entirety on the link, which you'll find on the blog. This research is based on some quantitative research, which makes for interesting reading in media. And the idiots keep telling us that it's unreadable, unpredictable. There are a few important findings worth thinking about, though. So to save you time, here is the most interesting information. An estimated 144 million Americans older than 12 years old have listened to a podcast. In 2014, that number was only 30 million. Men slightly outnumber women in podcasting, but it's about 60-40, so the gap isn't very wide. Our own research at Cliff Central and on Google Analytics bears this out locally. Podcasting audiences are split into three major age ranges. 41% of them are 12 to 24 years old. That's the majority. 39% are 25 to 54 years old. And the remaining 55 plus age bracket account for 16 to 17% of the listeners. This is great news because the medium is young and is popular with people who will convert to it and stay with it for much longer, probably never experiencing traditional media after that. In racial and ethnic breakdowns, the podcast audience almost exactly mirrors the racial and ethnic demographics of the USA. With our CliffCentral.com audience, it appears to reflect the same, depending on the content. Income levels. Well, podcast listeners have a higher annual household income than the average numbers in the US population. Most podcast consumers have an annual household income of over $100,000. Podcast listeners tend to have degrees. The average podcast consumer has some college, a degree, or an advanced degree in terms of their level of education. As far as employment goes, the vast majority of podcast listeners are employed full-time or part-time. Only the retired, the unemployed, and students underperform the national average. 16% of podcast listeners listen to one podcast a week. 21% listen to four or five, 32% listen to between two and four, and a full 17% listen to more than six podcasts a week. Most people listen at home, followed by the car, while walking, at gym, at work, and on public transport. The great thing about podcasts is they're on your phone, so you can take them wherever you go. 58% of the people surveyed listened to a full 76 to 100% of the podcast. That's a very sustained level of attention and duration. Bear in mind, there's no average podcast length. People who download a podcast usually listen to all of it. The main reason that people say they listen to podcasts are 1. To learn new things, 2. To be entertained, 3. To stay up to date with the latest topics, 4. To relax, 5. To feel inspired, 6. To escape, and 7. For companionship. That's a world away from the main reason people listen to music radio, which is just to hear their favorite songs. People said that the reasons that they loved podcasts were because they could do other things while they were listening, because it's portable, because they like the hosts, because you can listen on a computer or a mobile device, and because they make them feel smarter. Podcasting is also growing its share of ear, or the amount of time people spend listening to audio in America, at 28%. Radio only gets 24%, streaming audio 15%, and music on a device 13%, with YouTube coming in at a meager 11%. If you're not in the podcast ecosystem, those are people that you just don't reach. In the words of Diana Ross, reach out and touch somebody's hand or ears.